as well.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Let's do it, man.
Hi, we're Novella. This song's called Does the Island Know?
You're listening to The Sessions at Midori House, and this week we're joined by Novella. Novella is a British band consisting of Holly Warren, Sophie Hollington, Ian Laws and Suki Sue. The quartet's been making lo-fi indie music together for the past 7 years or so, and have just released their sophomore album, Change of State, upon which they tackle all sorts from the current political climate to conspiracy theories. Novella, welcome to the sessions at Midori House.
Hello. Thanks for having us.
A full house in the studio today. Maybe everyone should go around and introduce themselves.
I'm Holly. I sing and play guitar.
I'm Ian. I usually play the drums.
I'm Suki. I play bass and sometimes sings.
I'm Sophie and I sing and play guitar too.
Okay. Welcome, everyone.
Hi.
So you've just released your second album, Change of State. Seems like quite a fitting album title for everything that's happening at the moment.
Yep. So we wrote the album last year from kind of springtime throughout the summer and into the autumn. And I don't know, we didn't really go into it thinking we're going to write a really politically motivated album. But it was kind of hard to ignore things that were going on around the world. And it just ended up kind of seeping into some of the things we were writing about.
So did you find then, as you were writing, you were changing what you were talking about as you were going along?
No, not necessarily. It wasn't a kind of conscious thing. It was just we were writing kind of blocks of songs, going into the studio and recording them, and then having a few weeks to kind of kind of think about them, listen to them back, and then we were writing more songs, and that happened over a long period of time, over the summer, after the referendum and ahead of the whole election cycle that was going on. And yeah, like I say, it wasn't really a conscious thing, but it just ended up being what we wrote about.
So then do you find that your songs sort of come from conversations that you have between you and who actually writes the songs in the band?
Lyrically, it's mostly myself and Sophie. And I don't know if we really talk about them.
No.
It's quite a personal thing, really.
With musically, we write all together and it's very like collaborative. But with the lyrics, it's quite private. And even when like I ask Holly what's it about, she's like, I'm not telling you.
Yeah.
So we often don't know. I have to kind of work it out over time. And I'm singing like the lyrics and I have no idea what they're about for ages.
We tried to write lyrics together and it's never worked well.
We're quite different, I think.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You never all know what's going on at the same time in any song you're performing.
That's one way of putting it.
When they're singing. When they're singing.
Just with the singing.
I always have no idea.
So are we in?
And so then what's that like when you've written a song that's very personal and you've got to then present the rest of the band with it?
It's got easier over time. We've been a band for 7 years, and the kind of writing the lyrics and that side of making music is the bit that I think I definitely found the hardest when we first started playing together. And it's definitely got easier over time. And actually, I guess with this album, I've probably been more open and we've probably talked about the content of the songs more than we have before.
Perhaps that's because it's a bit more outward looking, less like talking
personal.
About. Yeah, exactly.
When you guys were performing, I think, Suki, you said that you always end up using the first take of your songs.
Yeah.
And I guess you've got quite a lo-fi sound. Do you find that the first take always the best?
Yes, really, because, you know, when you play one song over too many times, it's not always not as good as the first one. Is that's the first, freshest one that you, I believe, is the best.
That's quite nice. I always think if I ever hear a song that I've heard the demo of before I hear the final polished version, I almost always like the demo the most, I think. Mm. It's kind of where the song is most organic.
In other words, you started thinking too much and the song sounds completely different.
Oh. So then what's the production process like on your albums?
Well, I guess they couldn't have been more different in many ways between the first album and the second album. And the whole process was completely different. The first album, we knew the songs, we'd written them all, and we just went into a studio for a week and did everything in a week. And then this one, like I say, we were doing it over a longer period of time and we were recording to tape, so we were just a lot more limited in what we could use and how many channels we could take up, and just had to be much more considered in what we were thinking about when we were recording the track. So not just adding anything and really kind of considering things, which we definitely didn't do the first time round. And I think there are merits to both process, and I'm glad we've done both different ways of recording. But I think with this one, like Suki said, this one, it's got a much more live feel to it, the album. And so yeah, generally the first take was when we were less nervous and thinking about it a bit less. It just feels a bit more free. This song's called Elements. Rearrange, turn from blue. This song's called Four Colours.
You've been listening to The Sessions at Midori House. This week's performance came from Novella, and their new album, Change of State, is out now on Cinderlin Records. This show was produced by me, Holly Fisher, and mixed by Alex Funnell. Join us next week when our guest will be Katie Mellower. But for now, thanks for tuning in.
Ripple.